Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We're thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for which our purpose is to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, certainly we'd be willing to consider any suggestion of a Bible question or subject that you might have on your mind. But again, we must hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Today being Wednesday, keep in mind tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will conduct a Bible study. We have classes for all ages. We urge you to come, bring your Bible, bring your families, and anticipate studying only God's Word with us. This is tonight at 7 o'clock at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. It meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. And always, if you're incapable of coming to the building, log on at 7 o'clock to eastabbotville.org/live, and you can both see and hear the Bible study period. Keep in mind, too, that this coming Sunday, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will begin a series of gospel lessons. These lessons will be again on Sunday morning and will continue through Friday of next week. Services are at regular times on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Monday through Friday, the services will be each night at 7 o'clock. We urge you to come, and again, bring your Bible and study with us. If you're incapable of doing so, again, at that time or those times, log on to eastabbotville.org/live, and you can hear the Bible lessons that are being presented. We urge you to keep these things in mind as we fast approach the week that's coming. Does a flashing blue light in your car's rearview mirror get your attention? Or would a subpoena from a court be ignored as insignificant? Or would you toss into trash, without even opening them, a brown manila envelope that appeared in your mailbox with the return address, Internal Revenue Service? Friends, it's likely that nearly everyone would acknowledge the authority that is vested in these different items. The word authority, it receives a cold reception in our day and time. Some find the authority or the idea of authority repulsive, and they seek to avoid any submission to it. Others have simply not given authority much thought, but they realize its necessity in society if chaos and anarchy are to be avoided. And religious authority, that's an even more obscured matter than what civil authority is with most people. There are many religious people who've never considered why they believe what they believe and do what they do, not to even mention the need to ask about such a thing. You know, as authority, concerning authority, some resentment may arise if they're asked, why do you worship like you do? And if they're asked, if they're pressed to give book, chapter, and verse for maybe the organization of their church, then they may get angry, and they may consider the person doing the asking a nosy, fanatic fundamentalist. But in fact, one could attend maybe various religious meetings for many months, even years, without the subject of Bible authority ever being mentioned. But is this the way it should be? You know, after all, followers of Jesus should be interested in authority because it was an important matter to Jesus. He made the statement in Matthew 28, verse 18, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Now, should we not be interested in a matter that's so obviously connected to our Savior himself? See, Jesus claimed that all authority, that is, both heavenly and earthly, belonged to him. The meaning of the word authority is the right or privilege of command. And when you think of authority, the word is closely connected to Jesus in several ways. We know that Jesus in Mark 1 and verse 22 taught as one having authority. Even the people of his day recognized that aspect of Jesus. He didn't speak as the scribes. He spoke as one with or having authority. Another thing, Jesus demonstrated power over unclean spirits and sicknesses that he healed. And, well, even the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, do not even contain all of the things that Jesus did in this regard. In fact, John even made the statement that the world could not contain the books that could be written on the matter of things that Jesus did through his miraculous power. So that demonstrated his connection with authority. And another thing, Jesus possessed the authority to forgive men of those sins. Remember on that one occasion in Mark 2 when the man that was paralyzed and his friends could not get into the house where Jesus was, so they took him up on the roof and let him down through the roof into Jesus' presence. And it was there that Jesus not only healed him, but he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." So again, Jesus possessed the authority to forgive men their sin. And another thing, Jesus has the authority to execute judgment in the last days. In John chapter 5, notice what we read beginning here with verse 26. "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God." So he has the authority to execute judgment on the world, and the authority to give eternal life to whoever that he chooses. Friends, no man has such power. No man has such authority. No man has such right to command and to expect obedience except the Son of God. Now, others may have been delegated a certain authority, but no man has all authority in heaven and in earth like Jesus does. So since Jesus possesses such power, doesn't it seem reasonable that the only proper response to that authority is our utter obedience? In Ephesians 1, in verses 22 and 23, Jesus is taught that Jesus is head over all things to the church, which is his body. You know, if he is head over the body, then he directs every function of the body. Take, for instance, where would a physical human body be without its head? If the head's missing, or if it's out of place, the body is lifeless. Obedience to the head ensures that each member of the body functions properly. And this is a very good illustration that describes Jesus and his authority over his church. When you look at Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 23, If we carefully study those verses, it reveals some very several, in fact, important things concerning the authority of our head, Jesus. When Jesus fulfilled his mission by dying for the sins of the world, God raised him from the dead. God set him at his own right hand, far above all princes, all authority and all powers. All things were put in subjection under Christ's feet. And finally, he gave Christ to be head over all things pertaining to his own body, the church. See, this places Jesus in a supreme position, the preeminent place above all others. And perhaps it's now clearer why we should make a fuss over religious authority. Our Savior is the realization of such power and the right to rule. What then does this acknowledgement of Jesus' authority mean when it comes to practical things? Well, let's consider Colossians 3, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, our belief and practice must be authorized by Christ. If they're not, we really do nothing in the name of the Lord, regardless of how many times we may evoke the name of Jesus. Jesus commanded his apostles in Luke 24:47 that they should preach repentance and remission of sins in his name to all nations. And Saul preached boldly at Damascus in Acts 9 and verse 27, and he did that in the name of Jesus. See, these efforts were authorized. That's what it means to be in the name of Jesus. That is, they are authorized by Jesus. They are things that meet with Jesus' approval. Friends, anyone claiming to love Jesus must also be concerned with respecting his authority. When someone says, you know, we don't need authority for what we teach or practice, well, you can mark it down and you can be sure that this is due to a lack of appreciation for the Lord's authority. How could one judge authority to be not important while claiming to serve Christ who possesses all power in heaven and on earth? Friends, we see our time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it is till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.